You know, if you're gonna get drunk and blast music in your room, you should at least invite me in. If I have to hear your awful emo bands, it might as well be in the same room and while I'm loaded. Yeah, you can claim that math rock is an emo all you want, but that lead singer is one breakup away from a bottle of bad hair dye and some skinny jeans. Jesus Christ, how long have you been drinking? I can't even see your trash can anymore, there's so many beer bottles piled up in it. Trying to drink yourself deaf so you can bear to listen to the rest of this album? What's wrong? You usually put up more of a fight when I give you shit about your bad taste in music. Aw, dude, that sucks. She ghosted you after just 3 dates? Yeah, I know you really liked her. You were practically dancing around the house after your first date. No, I haven't been on a date in ages. Dating in the vampire scene is a nightmare. It's either centuries-old creeps talking down to you, or some recently turned dork still stuck in his I am the night phase. And don't get me started on humans. Nothing but dudes with monster fetishes, or guys that turn green when my dinner shows up in a bag rather than on a plate. Yeah, dating really sucks. I'm sorry, that was terrible. I tried to avoid it, but I just couldn't think of anything fast enough. Well, we're both awake, we're both alone. Let's make the most of it. I'm serious. Put on something peppy and let's get wasted like we did in college. I'm not asking, Demi. I'm gonna go warm up my mixer in the kitchen, and when I get back, there'd better be something danceable coming out of your speakers. Now this is more like it. Pass me the vodka before the blood gets cold. Thank you. Now that is a stiff drink. Nothing like O positive and Russian standard to start a night off right. Guess what I call it. No, guess. Nope. Red Russian does have a nice ring, but it's a little predictable, isn't it? I call it a Bloody Ivan. Shut up. It's great, and you know it. God damn, that's really good. I'm actually a little sorry that you can't try it. The blood causes my senses to go crazy, and the alcohol just gives everything this nice, hazy feeling. It's 10 times stronger than those vodka Red Bull things you loved so much in college. I just wish the blood would stay warm so I didn't have to chug them. Yeah, sure, you can ask me a question about being a vampire. Kinda surprised you haven't in all these years. Yeah, I've drunk blood from a living person before. If I'm being honest, it's so much better than the blood bags. It's so warm and fresh, and it shoots out so fast. Sorry, is this weird? Yeah, I thought so. Well, yeah, I'd like to do it more often, but humanity already has a hard enough time accepting us without some of us running around, biting into someone every time we're a little bit hungry. And finding a willing participant is a minefield. Believe it or not, most people out there that want you to drink their blood tend to have a couple of issues. And everyone else is usually terrified of the idea. They think I'll go crazy and tear their throat out or something. It's a shame, because I mean, they'd probably really like it if they gave it a chance. Are you sure you want to hear about it? It's kind of intimate. Okay, well, when a vampire bites someone, it would be bad if they started thrashing around. They'd hurt themselves and just make a huge mess. So vampires evolved a sort of soothing element for our victims. The second my fangs break skin and my saliva mixes with your blood, a huge rage of ecstasy and bliss would pass over you. Most of your senses would dull and you'd be pretty much immobilized. It makes for some fantastic foreplay if you're into that sort of thing. Well, I didn't mean like you. I meant more like the royal you. I don't really know how to say this, but your heart is beating a lot faster, and I can smell adrenaline in your blood. Are you thinking about what it would be like? I think it'd be weird if you weren't. We've known each other for so long. I mean, I've thought about it. There's been more than a few nights where you're just lounging around in some baggy clothes, and I've wanted to sit right on top of you, like this, and bite that beautiful neck. And I could. It would be so easy. But I won't do it unless you ask me. I can just kiss your lips, your cheek, your jaw, your neck. Are you sure? It'll be the most pleasurable you'll ever feel, but I'm pretty sure we won't go back to just being roommates after this. Say it. Say, please. Oh, that's a good pet. Holy shit. How much did you drink tonight? You taste so fucking good. Don't worry. Don't worry. I know it sounds like I'm taking a lot, but it's really not that much. I promise I won't hurt you, pet. You're getting a little excited down there. Don't tell me you're one of those guys that gets turned on by this. I'm only teasing. I told you, this is really intimate. I can take care of that for you, if you'd like. I hear coming while being bitten is unforgettable. Yeah? Okay, just lay back. Your cock is so hard and warm. Where's your lube at? Don't lie to me. You've been single for too long to not have some lotion or something. So, where is it? Good, pet. A couple squirts and... how's that feel? Good. Then I'm gonna get back to my meal. This must feel really good, because I can feel your body trying to thrust. But you can't. Not since I bit you. I've wanted this for too fucking long. When we met at that party freshman year, I was ready to pounce on you the second I smelled your blood. But you were too damn charming. I didn't want to settle for a one-night stand. I knew you were the type of guy I wanted in my life, and I missed my chance. We became friends and started dating other people. I thought I'd move on, but something happened when you came home from that date a few weeks ago. I felt jealous, and I realized that I didn't like not being the one to make you happy. And I realized I needed to tell you before it was too late. So, here goes. I love you, my pet. I love your sense of humor. I love how sweet you are. I even love your shitty taste in music. I love everything about you. And it's probably not fair to ask you right now, but do you love me? Good. Because now that I've tasted you, I don't know if I could live without this. It's okay. It's okay. Don't try to hold back. You can come. Come for me. Please? Come. Yes. That's it. Let it all out, pet. Sorry. Probably kind of weird tasting your blood on my lips. Hang on. I need to lick the wound on your neck. It'll close up the holes. All better. Don't worry about anything right now. Just rest a little, my pet. We've got a long night ahead of us.